Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Randy Thompson and I talk with Ann Morgan about marijuana in the workplace. She's from Fenimore Craig. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Jesse Wadhams, Josh Gross, and Pat Hickey. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome to the program for the first time Ann Morgan. She is with the law firm of Fenimore Craig. So now marijuana is legal in the state of Nevada, or at least it will be by January 1st. Businesses are going to have to deal with this situation. One of the things that a lot of people have asked me about is, okay, so it's legal now. Do we have to accept people smoking pot, not necessarily in the building, but being on marijuana at work? And my thought is the answer to that is no, if you don't want it to be.
That's absolutely correct, Sam. The new law actually is one of the better drafted laws on this topic because it specifically addressed both employers and driving. And those are the two items that most people want to know about. So first, the new law, which goes into effect January 1, says that employers may indeed prohibit people being on marijuana or smoking marijuana for employment purposes, and they can discipline them.
Even if it's medical?
Well, the answer to the medical part is a little more complicated. And the reason for that is that the American Disabilities Act gets involved with respect to medical marijuana. Nevertheless, with respect to medical marijuana, if the employer has any kind of federal contracts, they certainly can ban anybody being on that substance. If they don't have those contracts and the worker is not impaired, then you have to go through the analysis that you would do with the American with Disabilities Act, which is...
Okay, so basically as though you were taking any other kind of medication.
Correct. Correct. There are, however, so for example, you could be someone who is taking medical marijuana and you drive for the employer probably can bar you from being on medical marijuana if you are driving, because that's going to impair security or safety of others or themselves.
Well, the challenge I have with is workers' comp. So let's say you're injured on the job. And your employer has said, yes, you can be using medical marijuana, but yet you get injured on the job and they can come back and say, well, you had pot in your system. What happens into worker comp programs?
Well, that's a very interesting question. We don't have any case law yet on that. We do have a fairly recent case out of our U.S. District Court by Judge Jones dealing with someone who was on workers' comp and who failed a breathalyzer test. So even though they did not come to work drunk, and this is not a medical marijuana, but it's analogous.
Okay.
They did come to work, and they failed the breathalyzer test. They had consumed the alcohol off-premises and when they were not working, and they were not going to be doing a job that required them to be sober, I guess, is the answer. But the employer had a policy that said you cannot... come to work and fail a breathalyzer test. You cannot come to work impaired.
Impaired, right. Okay.
So the court found that even though the employee who sued for the termination And he claimed you have violated my rights because I am on workers' comp.
Okay.
And so you've discriminated against me on the basis of workers' comp. The court found, no, you actually were terminated because you failed a breathalyzer test. It had nothing to do with the workers' comp issue. So the question is, if I am injured and I take medical marijuana, how does that affect my workers' comp claim? We can't answer that yet, but I think you could analogize that if you are injured because you were impaired, then it is going to affect your workers' comp claim just as it would if you were impaired because of alcohol.
All right, so let me ask you about this. The gaming industry were warned very strongly by A.G. Burnett that they have privilege licenses. Marijuana is illegal federally. Therefore, the owners of casinos cannot be owners of dispensaries or grows or anything like that. I think several members of the gaming industry have come out. In fact, they put money up, Sheldon Adelson, for example, and others, to fight the marijuana bill passage. Getting it legalized. So now what happens with all the employees of the gaming companies? Do they come under the federal statute as well?
Well, the law that was passed, that goes into effect in January, specifically says that employers can ban illegal drug use or ban drug use at all in their premises. So even though it's legal in the state, if you have a policy that says you can be disciplined and or terminated because you have used a banned substance, that is going to be enforced under our new law. The real issue, the real dicey issue here is we have a statute in Nevada, 613, 333. I think that's the right one.
Yeah, I think it was the right one, too.
Yeah. the Smoker's Bill of Rights. Now, that statute says that you cannot discipline or discriminate against someone who has used lawfully used a product off-premises during non-working hours. But the only case we have on that is the one I was just talking about where, in fact, that's what the employee did. And the court said, too bad. The employer had the right to say, you can't come to work with that in your system.
Well, the challenge with marijuana is it stays in your system so much longer. And you might not necessarily be impaired. But the fact is that it just stays in the system longer, and they're not actually – are we doing anything to update our testing to show where is the level of impairment? We know what when you blow a 0.1 or 0.2, you're really drunk. But if you only do a 0.07, are you? So we've kind of set a limit there. Have we updated any of the intoxication levels for marijuana at this point?
They don't have the science. The science has not caught up yet with the – science with respect to alcohol impairment, but the federal government has authorized additional labs now to begin to test better to see what the impairment levels are so that standards can be set. Until those standards are set with respect to medical marijuana, you're going to have to look at, is the employee doing their job? With respect to recreational marijuana, you have to look at your policies and say, we either allow it or we don't allow it.
It's a little slippery slope for employees and employers right now, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah. More when we come back.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with attorney Ann Morgan from Fenimore Craig. So in the last segment, you're really bringing up a big issue, which is that the testing isn't in place yet. We've heard discussion on this program of maybe we should adopt standards like in California, where it's basically the same as if you get pulled over for a DUI in Nevada and they make you walk the straight line, recite the alphabet backwards, try to touch your nose, pat your head. I can't do any of those things sober, so I have no idea how they're going to figure that out in terms of marijuana. But this is a huge issue that needs to be resolved, and I think that my biggest concern is going to be for minorities being pulled over.
Well, it's certainly an added problem, and I'm not sure with respect to drug usage in general. If we have any kind of clarity at the moment, and I think it's going to, again, have to go through the case law to determine what kind of clarity we can have and what the standards are. And until then, it's going to rely on excellent attorneys defending their clients.
But I mean, this doesn't just apply to marijuana. I mean, this applies, you know, our society has become so medicated that probably anybody over the age of 50 is on at least one or two medications that can affect their ability to drive safely.
Well, it's not just medications. You know, we just heard yesterday about the distracted driving statistics, which indicate that people who are either sleep deprived or texting or whatever are also.
You know, that's like the stupidest survey I have ever heard. If you're 100, then you need to get 7 or 8 hours of sleep. If you're 3 years old, you need to get maybe 10 hours of sleep. Everybody else, you know, a lot of us got by on 4 hours of sleep and had 9 jobs. So I thought that I couldn't believe how much fuss they made about that. Yes, you talk about the nanny state.
Well,
good Lord.
Haven't they been saying for years you need at least 7 or 8 or 9 hours of sleep? Come on. I mean, that's sort of the standard. So, but
well, there's a standard.
See, there's a standard. There we go. And like standards. So you talked a little bit about when we were off air about the employee should read up on the law to kind of understand what their rights are and also what their liabilities are, as well as employers. What are you recommending to employers right now to do to kind of prepare for this little paradigm shift in pot use?
Well, before January 1, all employers should review their policies, and to the extent that they do not want their employees to come to work with any kind of marijuana in their system, regardless of whether they're using it off premises and not on work hours, then they should put in their policies that the employees can be disciplined and discharged if they are found to have used a product that is illegal federally.
Pretty simple word, illegal federally.
Okay, so that's where the hammer comes, which is illegal federally, because my thought is that's a crock to say to somebody, you can't smoke marijuana when you're on vacation for 3 weeks and you do it on the first day, you come back to work 3 weeks and a day later, and you're certainly not high.
I don't know. It depends on each individual. That's the big issue about the science not catching up yet.
Well, I mean, let's say observation would tell you that most people, it's probably about a 3-hour window, maybe 4 hours.
I really have no personal experience, Sam.
Me neither.
She and Bill
know.
Clinton, I did not inhale. But what about if you take like an opiate that's legal, but it's not your prescription? Let's say I steal some of Sam's oxycodone and go to work one day and screw up. I mean, would I then be liable because I stole a prescription? Because that is a lot of the big issue right now is people taking other people's drugs, especially kids.
Well, from an employment perspective, though, what we're looking at is what's the employer's obligation and what are the employer's rights with respect to the employee? And again, you focus on if I screw up, can I be disciplined? Well, yes, you can. And the argument that, well, I'm taking something that's offline, I'm off premises, is not going to be a defense if I've screwed up at work.
Okay.
And that's never going to be a defense.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
All right. So as you look at this from an attorney point of view, you've got to be very optimistic because it sounds like you're going to get a lot of business. But from a reality point of view, from a society point of view, how do you feel about all this?
Personally, I think it's concerning. I think that is concerning that we are moving in a direction where we are going to be using more and more substances that take us farther and farther away from current realities. And I think that's unfortunate. But I'm probably in the minority there.
All right. But when you look at the reality that a lot of people in this country already smoke marijuana, including a lot of senior citizens, to solve their aches and pains, this is really legalizing something that's already occurring. And as we saw with prohibition, I mean, the country did not fall apart. Things were probably a lot worse during prohibition than they were after.
Well, that certainly is what history tells us with respect to alcohol. And it may be that that's what history tells us with respect to marijuana. But we'll just have to see.
Ann Morgan, pleasure to have you on the program. Please come back.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Josh Gross is here. He's the publisher of the Beverly Hills Weekly. Pat Hickey is the former assemblyman, and Jesse Wadhams of counsel with Fenimore Craig. So, Josh, marijuana legal all up and down the West Coast, Nevada. Your thoughts on what this is going to mean?
Well, you know, as the token Californian here, let me point out that, you know, the counties in California that bordered Nevada, like Inyo County and Mono County, supported it, which I found very interesting because they're otherwise very conservative counties. But there does seem to be this permissive live and let live attitude out there now amongst the voters. How this is going to be implicated and how this is going to be put into effect is really, I think, the devil's in the details, because right now you can get medicinal marijuana. And in my opinion, that very much, you know, addressed people who had a medical need for it. As we move into recreational, where are we going to draw the lines? Are we going to see people smoking in public? Are we going to see it? Obviously, there's prohibitions about schools and that sort of thing. But to what degree is it going to become something we're really going to see out in public?
And the numbers that are being thrown out there, $1 billion in taxes in California from this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that will be tremendous, obviously. And our legislature always finds some way to spend it. So that won't be a problem.
High speed rail to Nevada.
But I do think that, again, how it's enforced, the devil's going to be in the details.
Jesse, your thoughts?
Well, I think, again, enforcement's going to be really interesting. I think the other component that is going to play into how it develops, both probably in California but in Nevada, is how the incoming presidential administration treats states that have legalized it. So far, it appears that we will have a new attorney general in Jeff Sessions that is somewhat appears to be anti-marijuana.
Oh, so, no, he's anti-marijuana.
Well, I was going to give him the benefit of the doubt in the new administration. Right. But I think all of these components are going to go into how are we as states going to implement what is still a federal prohibition on marijuana. So businesses are going to be cautiously entering, I think. So,
How's the mining industry, which is one of your clients, looking at this?
Well, so far, I expect that they will treat this as they would treat any other product, like, say, alcohol. And I think, you know, there is a very low to zero tolerance for alcohol on any mine site. So my guess is that anything that would interfere with safety of those miners and the mining operations is going to be looked on very, very poorly.
In the mining industry, for example, if you're driving heavy equipment, you can't even have a cell phone on.
Correct. I mean, the safety is the primary concern for those companies, and they take that very, very seriously, to the point where safety is emphasized even in the boardrooms of the companies, because it needs to be a company culture. So I would imagine that any kind of product that affects that is going to be not allowed.
Pat, you fought the good fight. You were almost the lone voice in the state against recreational marijuana. You got support in significant amount of money from Sheldon Adelson, but still it moved forward. You are a pragmatic politician. I've known you a long time. So how do we move forward now that it is legal?
Well, it is the law of the land, given the initiative that passed. The challenge for Nevada will be the warning that was given us by Coloradoans, saying that it's going to take longer than you think to come up with the regulatory and appropriate infrastructure. It's going to be more complicated and maybe most importantly more expensive than we think. It's going to be a real challenge, the regulatory process, and I think that we have to involve, now that it is the law of the land, public health and public safety. Persons have to be at the table in the regulatory process. If we allow the industry itself to merely regulate itself, and they're trying to fast-track things without it going through the usual process in the Department of Taxation, we may end up with the fox in charge of the hen coop, so to speak.
What kind of revenue do you think that the state is going to end up with in terms of tax money?
Well, I think it's going to be small to begin with. I mean, most of it is going to go to reimbursing the state for its expenses of setting up the whole regulatory scheme and the infrastructure, something we do not have right now. And then cities and counties have to be made whole. And then lastly, even proponents said, well, $20 million a year we hope will go to the distributive school account or to education. That sounds better than nothing, but it's not a whole lot. $20 million doesn't even build you an elementary school. So the thought that it's going to save education or fund education is not likely to take place.
Okay, we got about
pipe dream.
We got about 20 seconds apiece here. President-elect Trump so far?
I would say I'm cautiously optimistic, but I think it'll remain to be seen.
Josh?
Bark is bigger than his bite. He's clearly not doing everything he said he would, but he's amusing to watch.
Pat?
I'm somewhat hopeful, frankly. I like his picks so far. I like the fact that he's been very deliberative over the Secretary of State choice, which is obviously real important in a troubled world.
Mitt Romney, is he going to end up making it? Yes or no?
If I had to guess, no.
No, but he was in the running for a while.
I think no as well.
And that's where we have to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you all very much. We'll be right back.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
On our next broadcast, the president of the Washoe County School Board, Angie Taylor. We'll see you then.